Camp homecoming, you get a little more motivated for head back home?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I got a lot of family going to be at the game, so, yeah, it's a little special to me.
The ticket question, you shell out a lot of tickets back?
Oh, yeah, lots. You know, this might be the last time I play in my home state, so, you know, I took full advantage of making sure everybody that I cared about was there.
Does it make it a little emotional for you knowing that this might be the last hometown, home state game for you?
I don't know. You know, I'll see when I get there, when I see all the fans and, you know, people that I know. I mean, there's people outside of my family going to be there, so there's a lot of, you know, different reasons to, you know, put something special about this one on there.
How good is that, this wide receiver tandem?
As good as they come, you know. We're going to see a lot of great tandems, but these two guys are emerging to be one of the best. And, you know, all I see is, you know, growth from Julio Jones from last year. And he's like night and day.
How about Matt Ryan?
Well, here's a guy, you know, coming to his own because, I mean, when you hear about the elite quarterbacks, you hear about Peyton and Brady, but he can be up there as well, you know. I just think people want to see him do it for year after year, which he has, you know, but, you know, he's definitely one of those elite quarterbacks that's coming up.
What would we like to see Tony Gonzalez, the guy that you saw a bunch of years when he's in Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm so tired of this guy, you know. he never stops, you know. He creates so many problems because he's so savvy, you know, and, you know, his experience, it shows every week.
You've had a lot of quarterbacks play, obviously, here in Denver. How good is Tracy Porter?
He's definitely one of the best, you know, and I played with some corners, even my days in Washington, a few different ones. And, you know, this guy, his playmaking ability and his knack for just being around the ball. And, I mean, that's bar none, he has that. The best talent when it comes to that, you know, compared to anybody I played with.
Can they start maybe throwing at you more because of him?
You hope? Well, I hope so. You know, I welcome that. You know, I look forward to it every week anyway, even though sometimes that's not the case. You know, I'm always prepared for it.
In his years on and off the roster, how has Tony Carter grown into what he is today?
Well, I think he understands what he's great at, and I think that's part of maturing, you know, when you're a pro, is, you know your strengths and know your weaknesses. And the guy, I mean, you see his speed. You see how quick he is. You know, now it's just showing up because he understands how to play the game now.
His preseason, was this by far the best you'd seen from him?
Yeah. And that's the reason we kept him. I mean, he's a great cover corner. And, you know, those are hard to come by.
Champ, you talked about the weapons individually at the Falcons. Mm-hmm. What about the idea of trying to scheme for all? I mean, you can't really concentrate on one thing because they got so much of the other things.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what, you know, creates problems for us because they got so many weapons. And, you know, you can't account for everybody on every play as far as, you know, double teaming or whatever. So you kind of got to say, you know, you got your guy, you better take care of it. And that's the way you got to approach this thing. We know we got to win some one-on-one.
In the hurry up, you guys obviously seen a lot of that in practice.
Yeah. We get it every day. So, you know, we're getting used to it.
Matt Ryan's only lost something like six games at home, but one of them was to you guys a few years back. Would you remind people of that?
You know, yeah, a little, because he is pretty special at home. For some reason, I mean, I don't know if he has a chip on his shoulder or something when he's at home, but he turns it up a notch, and we're aware of that. You know, we just got to, you know, go out there and take care of our job and not worry about it too much.
Jim, last week it was the second highest scoring weekend in NFL history. What do you think is behind that? Is it the way offenses are playing, defenses, rules? Is there a trend here?
There's so many good quarterbacks. You know, every team pretty much has a pretty good quarterback. You know, and that wasn't the case a few years ago. I mean, these quarterbacks coming in more mature, who would say a rookie would put up 40 points and win, you know, against a team that's, you know, pretty stacked. And their quarterback's better than he is. So, you know, I think it just goes to show how much talent is coming into this league.
They're not just scheming against you guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's the case, but I think it's got a lot to do with the talent.